If you've been wondering what Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have been up to lately, and you know you have, here's the answer. They're in a new movie, Jersey Girl, and Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan can't wait to tell you about it.
Imagine a Shirley Temple movie written and directed by Lenny Bruce. Say Little Miss Marker or Wee Willie Winkie, with a key plot point involving pornography. That will give you an idea of what writer and director Kevin Smith has come up with in Jersey Girl.
When was the last time you had sex?
I would rather not disclose that information.
Smith would probably be the first to say he's no Lenny Bruce. Yet as the creator of such films as Clerks, Chasing Amy, and Dogma, Smith has made a career out of being iconoclastic, blasphemous, in-your-face, and outside of Hollywood.
7 years?
Since my wife died, yeah.
With all due respect to your wife, you gotta get back on the horse, man.
But most bad boys grow up, and Smith, now a husband and father, has apparently decided it's time for something completely different. Sort of. So he's brought his smart, profane, and off-kilter sensibility to the most mundane, sentimental material imaginable.
I'm gonna be the best daddy in the world.
Jersey Girl is about a single parent trying to raise a Temple-esque tot and features not one but two romantic carriage rides through Central Park. Jersey Girl reunites, if that's the word, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez after their much-derided Geely. Given that the romance that launched 1,000 tabloid covers was in full flower when Jersey Girl was shooting, it's nice to report that their on-screen chemistry as a fictional husband and wife, brief though it is pleasing. It's brief because when two people are that crazy about each other in movies like this, you know one of them has to die. Affleck has called his part the role of a lifetime. But he is such a transparent actor, you almost wonder why he's a star.
Forget about what you thought you were and just accept who you are.
Fortunately for Affleck, he's paired with Liv Tyler, an actress of similarly unprepossessing style. She plays a video store clerk who busts our hero for renting pornography despite being a family man with daughter in tow.
Can you rent Dirty Dancing?
I'll pick out something from the children's section.
Those movies suck.
Watch your language.
Get Dirty Dancing.
How's that for a cute meet? Despite that frisson of naughtiness and the occasional chuckle, Jersey Girl is too bland to hold our interest. The lessons about what's really important in life that Affleck's character has to learn are so formulaic, not even the National Enquirer could make them sound exciting.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.